Thank you so much for joining us today on From Start to Finish podcast with Christina Faith. I am your host, Christina Faith, where we inspire people to live authentically and start and finish their dreams. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show. Hey, how you guys doing? This is Christina Faith with From Start to Finish podcast. Today we have an amazing entrepreneur, soon to be teacher on the line with us. His name is Sean C. Johnson, and his entrepreneurship is through music. He is an amazing psalmist, vocalist. When he sings, it sounds like butter. He's out of Oklahoma and grew up an Army brat. So today we're just going to hang out with him and talk to him about how he started and how he's finishing and where he's at in his in-between process. So how you doing, Sean?
I'm doing good. Staying out of trouble, working hard, so I'm good.
All right now. So when did you know that you could sing? So, you know, our viewers are going to be able to hear some of your music later on in the show. When did you know that you could sing?
Man, I was fortunate enough to grow up in the church. And by God's grace, I stayed in the church. And my mom, she actually was a choir director. She was actually an educator also. She music education was her major. And so I grew up in the choir singing. So at a young age, I forget the exact age, but mm-hmm. I was pretty young when I kind of realized that I could sing and I could hold a note and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I've always known since a kid that I could sing. So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
So when did you start taking music seriously?
Wow. As a kid, you know, me and my cousins and my older brother, we had like groups and stuff like that, and we had, you know, aspirations of, you know, being the next Another Bad Creation or New Edition or something like that. But as we grew older, those dreams kind of faded. But it wasn't until around 2005 when a coworker, he invited me. He was taking an engineering class, and he invited me up to a studio. Mm-hmm. And it was like, man, I need a grade. I know that you sing. Just come in here, sing whatever, and we'll go from there. And they kept letting us come back. And I recorded some original music in there. And when I let people hear it, just the reception that I got back from it just kind of encouraged me to keep doing it and to go from there. And really, just over the years, God just started opening doors. Like, it wasn't something that I just kind of actively pursued at first. Mm-hmm. But once those doors started open, I kind of was like, all right, this is actually something. Like, people are actually getting something from this. People are being edified from this. Like, this is what I should pursue. I mean, I've always sang, but I never really had, as an adult, I never really had the desire to, you know, pursue music like that until, you know, God just started opening doors, man. So it just kind of came about that way.
And how did you begin to classify yourself? Because you seem to have more of a soul feel, and that's not popular now. So how do you remain authentic as a singer in the midst of that?
Man, well, I've always been a fan. I have a very eclectic style. I consider it eclectic, but I grew up listening to quartet music, and choir music. And from there, I kind of got into Kirk Franklin, and then on started listening to artists like D'Angelo, John Legend, Anthony Hamilton. And I really just kind of naturally gravitated towards that sound. And then even hip hop, more or less on the beat making side of things, like your J Dilla, you know, Primo, who else? Kev Brown, Black Milk, guys like that. I kind of gravitated towards that sound. So you'll hear, you know, a little bit of each one of those styles in my music and stuff like that. And just, I think, for me, being able to be in my own lane and kind of just own that was always, it was desirable to me, because I felt like it allowed me to stick out a little bit more. Because, I mean, everybody raps. Like, literally, everybody raps. So it's like, to be able to stick out in a hip-hop or soul genre, like, you have to have something that's unique to you. So I felt like me doing soul music, like you said, nobody's doing it. So it's like, if I'm the guy, if people have a desire for that sound, they have to come to me to hear that sound. So it's kind of like I kind of just own that lane.
All the music today is all Sean C. Johnson. Here we have No Never Remix off of Grateful.
I got my hand right in the winding chain. My soul's been anchored in my Jesus' name. I don't move. I don't move.
You never, no never give up on me.
I may never know exactly why you smile on me. Cause how many times I've fallen, I can barely see. Why you send your son to die and rise on three? Never know. never know. But I got my hand right in the winding chain. My soul's been anchored in my Jesus name. I won't move on. I'm always so amazed just how you love me. Just when I think you're done, you tend to mercy never ends.
In the crowded place of the internet, do you find that more people share your music and that's how you're getting seen? Or like, what's the hardest part of being a soul singer?
Yeah, honestly, man, that is my base, and that is a big part of how I get out, how people find out about me, is when people hear my music, they love it and they share it with other people. Like, that's that, you can't pay for that type of promotion. So it's like, that's literally how I've been able to move around and to be able to pretty much do this full time outside of going to school. That's actually how I ended up going to London. In 2012, I got an opportunity to go over to London. And it was just by chance that somebody was on YouTube on the side. You know, you have all these little things. And they found one of my videos. They loved it. And they started sharing it with everybody over there. And that's literally how I broke into, I guess, the London market or whatnot. Was just one person just randomly finding the video. They loved it so much. And they just shared it with everybody else. So that's really a big part of my music ministry. Like, that's... other people love it, they hear it, they love it, and they share with other people. And
awesome. It's you've definitely been able to capitalize off of word of mouth marketing, which is so key. One of the amazing things about just social media period is that if you have something that's good, people are going to share it. And that's really where it's not in, oh, I created this amazing marketing plan. It's more so I'm consistently putting content out, and this is how people are reaching it. I'm reaching people through it. So what advice would you give those waiting to follow their dreams?
Man, I have, for me, I think there's three things that that leads to someone being successful, or even to know before you even venture out to do anything. And it applies pretty much in every area of our life. And that's to work hard, to be consistent, and to persevere. If you can get those three things down, and just, you can start applying that in your life today, but even before you really start getting to your ministry or whatever it is you want to do, to be consistent, to work hard, and to persevere, like that, to me, like you said, you can try to come up with the great marketing plan or even try to do this and that and stuff like that. But ultimately, what works for one person may not necessarily work for you. But the common thread throughout everybody that's been successful is they worked hard. They were consistent and they persevered. Like, when stuff gets hard or you have setbacks, they just kept going, and they worked hard and they were consistent. And that's one thing I thank God for, that I was able to consistently put out music. Like every two years I'm putting out something, and even in between albums, I'm putting out something just to stay relevant and to keep my name in the forefront and to keep my sound in the forefront and just to be consistent. That some people, they have a little bit of success and they kind of fall back a little bit. Like, I took the Kevin Hart approach. Like, my window's only going to be so big. Y'all going to see my face everywhere. And like, I applaud Kevin Hart really, because like every 2 years he's releasing a comedy album, like a comedy movie. And he's been consistent in that. And he's been able to really just capture his moment and prolong his window, more or less. So, I mean, I kind of take that approach to it. Like, I don't want to oversaturate, but I definitely want to stay relevant and continue to put out music and to just work hard and be consistent and persevere.
All right, here is S.O. featuring Sonchi Johnson off of So It Continues. The brother is from the UK. It's called Away Soon.
Song for my brothers and sisters. Oh, God got you. And this is for those who on the road, you're waking up full of drones. Saints of the most forsaken, all you have known. The stakes sure have grown, debating whether the load that you carry will tarry. Your fate fairly alone and frail. The opposite of trail in your body shell. Her body's returned to the dust, that's why the body bails. Longs for something better without the common thrill. Lord, just come and get us and do reveal your will. Still, we're awake in the day. Got treasures and jars of clay decaying away. Praying and praising in this tent, we're aiming to make God look greater with intent. Every breath that we take, till we lay in a grave, it's for his glory alone. Still can't wait till I hear my Lord calling me home. Take me away for your pleasures, your endeavors looking better that awaits. Hold trust in the story you told.
Our whole lives not what we go through, but in God knowing what he's gonna do.
Sing it.
It's alright knowing that we won't move. Hoping God, cause his word is so true.
We'll be gone away.
So take us up away from all this pain.
We'll be gone away soon.
Each day we'll know his face will warm embrace. I'm gone.
Afflicted but not crushed, hurt but not forsaken, committed to God's trust for us. There's no mistaking, depicted in God's son on the cross. He demonstrated that real love. Think of that when devastated in the rain.
What are some challenges that you've had in the midst of being consistent? Like, tell us a story about something that you really had to persevere through. Do you have your own setup? Like, how are you recording? You're featured on so much stuff. You are consistently putting out projects, I will say.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, pop up. It's like, oh, mountains, pop up. So, like, what's a part of your plan of action? Like, if you had to tell us a story about, you know, something that was hard and what made you kind of, like, change your plan or something like that.
Yeah, well, shout out to my boy Cargo's Hell in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a promoter down there with Urban Soul Cafe. The very first event I did with him, I was super excited. It's my first time really going out for the Stellar Week and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'd never been a part of something like a showcase like this with, like, quote unquote, big name artists, you know, within the industry. And I hopped in a van. Like, mind you, I live in Oklahoma. Nashville's at least, about 10-11 hours away. So I rent a van, I get a band, I got background singers, we're rehearsing every week, we're getting ready, and we drive all the way to Nashville. We all stay at my grandparents' house. Thankfully, they allowed us to, you know, crash at their crib, so we was able to save some money. But we stayed there. I was so excited for the night. We got to the event, some things happened, and I ended up going on dead last. And by the time I got up, there was literally maybe 5 people in the audience. Mm-hmm. And, like, mind you, I had put in all this work, all this hard work and stuff like that. And for most people, they would be crushed. And, I mean, I remember one of my boy, Fidel, he was actually there. He stayed, man. He's like, man, I'm going to support you. I don't care. Mm-hmm. 2 people here, I'm staying. But after that, man, I kind of sat there and I said, man, I have 2 choices. I can either sit here and complain and be in a slump and allow this moment to really just cripple me, or I could use this as fuel.
Okay.
And move from there and allow this to drive me. And I chose the latter. Like, I'm going to use this to push me. Like, I ended up, I got Carlos's mailing address, and I mailed him a CD. I said, man, you may not know who I am. I want you to really just hear my music, and you go from there. I sent him a CD, man. He hit me up. He's like, dog, I had no idea. Like, you are dope. And it's like, he actually created an event just for me to come back and be a part of it. Like, and that's really, and our relationship has definitely grown over the years, man. But it was just that moment I made that decision. Like, I'm not going to allow this to hinder my career. Like, I know this is what God has allowed me to do. I know this is what he wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to push forward. And I just took that and ran with it, man. And ended up investing in some equipment. I have my own little, I have my Pro Tools, my mic right here, my mic stand, and my headphones, and I record at home. Like, and that's, I made that initial investment early on in my career, and that has really just helped me be consistent, because, like, I can just wake up middle of night and lay something down. If someone needs a hook, I can just, they just send me the beat, and I'm able to plug it into Pro Tools and go from there. So it's like, I made that investment early on in my career. Like, I knew this is what God wanted me to do. Like, just from the feedback that I saw of people being edified by my music, I was like, this is definitely something that God wants me to do. So, yeah, but that's my story.
You just stuck in there. You said, you might not see me at this event, but you going to listen to my music somehow,
you
brother.
To my music,
you
going to
get this work.
Exactly, man. I hit him up. I was like, man, what's your mailing address? Like, he had no idea what I was gonna do or anything like that. I said, man, what you mailing? I want to send you something. Mm-hmm. Send him a CD, man. He's like, man, I love it, man. I said, I had no idea.
Here is Lisa McClendon featuring Sean C. Johnson, called Million Dollars off of her new album, 5 AM.
If I had $1 million, cold cash, right in hand, there's so much that I could do. I can buy a pretty house on the hill, pay all of my mama bills, and I still wouldn't be through. I bought a dream vacation, 6 nights, 7 days, Paris, Milan, Cambodia, take your pick. And I still ain't about to quit, and I can't forget the shopping spree, not just for me, but my entire family, and all my friends with a birthday wish. Yo, I got your gift, and you can always count on me. On the deck, stylish and luxurious, y'all. And I'm talking about the best, y'all. If I had $1 million, y'all.
Something that you're working on that you're trying to finish right now?
Man, well, the project I'm working on, the album circa 1993 is pretty much done. Matter of fact, after this, I got to record one more song. But I'm working on a web series. I had season one last year, working on season two with school and everything. I wasn't able to really shoot a lot. But I got about 5 episodes, kind of almost done. And that's really... I'm kind of thinking long term with music. Like, the web series kind of gives me an opportunity to market my music in a different format, more or less, and just kind of create a story around my music and present the music that way. So it's just another way to promote the music and just kind of broaden my base and hopefully reach more people. So
awesome, yeah. Awesome. And how's your brother doing? I remember reading something about him being incarcerated. How's yes. it been going with that?
He's doing good. He was able to be closer to family. He was able to move, get transferred to another place. So he's closer to his kids now. So that was definitely an answered prayer. But he's doing good. He's hanging on in there. He's behaving himself, trying to get some time off with good behavior. So
awesome.
So yeah.
So tell us a bit more about the web series. Like, how do you go about shooting your web series? What's the content of it?
Okay. Well, a couple of years back, like being an independent artist, we have there's a stigma with us that we pretty much try to do everything. And I made the investment, brought a Canon 60D, and started shooting my own videos. Like, I was like, my first video, I paid somebody to do it, and he did a great job. But I was like, man, for what I'm paying him, I could buy my own camera and shoot videos when I want to. So I went ahead and did that, and just started shooting videos, and then. I had the idea a couple of years ago. I was like, man, for one of my songs, it's like it really kind of fits a story. Like, it's kind of like telling a story of somebody falling into temptation and stuff like that. So I came up with the concept kind of loosely based on my own experience as an artist, that to tell a story of a rising gospel artist who has a moral failure. Like, basically, he ends up sleeping with one of his fans after a show. And just kind of what goes along with that. And I kind of built on that premise. And we had 8 episodes last season. The last episode got like 15,000 views. So, I mean, it's growing. And a lot of people are really looking forward to season two, which that's a blessing in itself that people, you know, want to see a second season. So, but that's pretty much what that was birthed out of. Just kind of another outlet to expose the music and to tell a story. So.
Awesome. Awesome. And what are some things, I guess, that that tick you about the genre or the industry that you're in that you're looking to be an example to fix?
Yeah, to not show favoritism. I think to really just, especially with being a gospel artist, you want to really show the values of Christ and not show favoritism, like, or to look down on other people. Like, I'll work with anybody and I'll go anywhere, and really just change the whole the outlet. We're in ministry. The definition of ministry is to serve. So as a minister of music, like, I want to serve, like, and I apply that mindset to any engagements that I have. Like, my thing is, like, just get me there and provide a roof over my head. I sleep on somebody's floor. Like, if I work within whatever your budget is, I'll work within that. Like, I don't come with these, you know, outstanding demands, and everybody's situation is different. So I don't mean to condemn anybody, but for me, I want to serve. So though it is part of my living, but I still want to serve. So I want to be as accommodating as possible. Like, just cover my travel and lodging, and we'll discuss, you know, honorarium or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So just that servant mindset. Like, I'm not coming there to be served or to be put on a pedestal. Like, I'm coming there to minister, mm-hmm. which is to serve others. So I really want to change that aspect, because, I mean, we've created stars within our genre, mm-hmm. and really just trying to get away from that and really focus on the servicehood of what we do. So
mm-hmm. yeah, because the way that you're approaching it, everything starts with the why, right? So if you come on the scene and you want to do music simply to make money, that's your vehicle. But you're saying that your desire to do music is to serve and to get to use your gifting to help other people. So that's amazing, because that's not a thought process a lot of people have. A lot of people have the thought process that if I release an album, I'm going to be rich, or I'm going to get a platform like another artist. And that's not even how it, that's not how it happens. You know, it's kind of like, you know, they see the glory, but they don't know the story. Or it's the star mentality. And we don't end up adding value to anybody in the midst of it. How would you say that you differ in your approach to music? Because you explain, like, the background that you come from. How do you bring all of that together? Like, how does that refreshing nature of your music happen?
Yeah. Wow. Like I said, I grew up listening to a lot of quartet music. So that's where a lot of the harmonies come in, and just the kind of the thump or the groove, more or less, like the catchiness. Because, I mean, in quartet, they'll stay in one groove for 2 minutes. Like, they'll be in that one little groove and they'll do that. So I try to add elements of that because it's catchy. Like, if you see any quartet groups live, when they get into that groove, like, it's catchy. Like, you're in a trance almost. So I try to incorporate elements like that. And then on the production side of things, I definitely try to find beats that fit a certain mode, like a J. Mm-hmm. Dilla. He's probably my favorite producer of all time. So anything within that lane, I think. And when you mix in singing on top of that, it's just, to me, it's butter. Like, it's just magic to me.
Okay.
You're able to do stuff like that. I did a song on my last project. I did a remix, actually, to Kirk Franklin's Silver and Gold. Mm-hmm. And if anybody has just been introduced to my music, like, that's the song that to me describes my sound almost in a nutshell, is that song.
Okay.
Remix to Silver and Gold. So it's like, if I could create every song just like that, I would, but that's my soul, that's my style. So,
okay.
I just try to pull from those different experiences, like the quartet music, the old school songs, like the Kirk Franklins and the Clark Sisters and the Winans, and then even here more recently, the John Legends and the Anthony Hamiltons and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. And it's not something that's just kind of contrived or I try to have a certain formula. It just kind of naturally flows like that.
I know you heard this brother say that he loves quartet singers and neo-soul. Well, The Roof off of Joy is just that. Check it out.
Yeah. singing now.
When the moon starts to fall, only you I will call, and I know you will come for me. When the moon starts to fall, only you I will call, and I know you will come for me.
Yeah, wanna cry sometimes, about to lose my mind. Somebody help me, 'cause I'm sinking down. Lord, I remember you said you calm the seas. My mama told me to get on my knees and just to pray, yeah, sit, pray, yeah. Tell him your needs. I want to know, can you?
What would you say is your sound? You tend to stay in a soulful zone.
Yeah. What would I say is my sound? If I had to give it a term, it'd be hip hop soul, more or less. Like hip hop soul, yeah. Or gospel soul, kind of in that way, yeah. But yeah, hip hop soul, so yeah. Because I think, I mean, when you think about it, like most of the music we hear today has its origins in the church anyway. So I mean, rap really has its origins in quartet music. Like if you listen to a lot of old quartet music, like they're rapping on a lot of those songs. Like it may not always come across like that, but it's like essentially they are rapping on those songs. So if I had to give it a term, it'd be hip hop soul. So
if you had to give it a term, it'd be hip hop soul. That's
hip hop soul, so yeah.
I'm down with it. Like anything you can groove to is great. I'm kinda like I don't really like hip hop that much anymore. So,
really?
No, it's help me, Lord. Yeah, like I'm listening to grassroots bands and stuff like that now. So yeah, you're about as close to hip hop as I get right now. Like I don't have many hip hop albums that I'm like, oh, this is banging. Because I feel like hip hop for me personally, it hit such a stream where it was really good. And then, we lost content, in all honesty. And then the singers started to step their games back up. So, like R&B singers and soul, gospel soul singers are like, hey, we here. So I'm in a cycle. Like, I'm really vibing, like, with the Lisa McClendons, the Britney Wrights, those guys. Hip-hop, I'm looking at my Spotify and my music folder. I ain't got none. I don't have nothing, and I'm a digger. Like I just added like 30 albums. So,
wow.
Yeah. So you help revive the fact that I do like hip hop. I still love it. I just haven't heard anything that's like, I gotta go buy this album. Humble Beast, they get. I gotta go buy this album.
You gotta get Jackie Hill. If you
I got her.
You,
I have her.
Okay, she's dope. And even B. Cooper off of RMG, his album is really good.
His was one of my gym albums a few months ago.
Nice.
But lately I haven't really found much. So yeah. Well, I thank you so much for hanging with me today. I'm pretty sure that those who are pursuing music are definitely going to get something out of it, especially about your perseverance. Like, brother, you didn't stop. I personally appreciate you, because a lot of times we try to go after the people who have millions of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers and stuff like that. But you perform and you put out stuff as though you have that amount of following, and that is kind of, that's what encourages me about you. You're consistent, your sound is amazing, as well as the quality is there. So we can definitely see that you have allowed yourself to cultivate a sound based off of the things that you like, such as the quartet music, such as Kirk Franklin and J Dilla and those guys. So I'm looking forward to anything that you do. So we thank you so much for being on the show today. Where can we get some of your stuff?
I have a website, SeanCJohnson.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at SeanCJohnson. And or you can just Google me, Sean C. Johnson. So just don't forget the C. So I can't vouch for what pops up. if you don't put the C in. So yeah, but Sean C. Johnson. So I'm out there.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on the show today. This is From Start to Finish with Christina Faith. I hope you guys are enjoying all this Sean C. Johnson. I know I am. His voice is like butter, baby. All right, here's the last song for today called Mountains. Sean is just an inspiration that when you do what you're called to do, it doesn't matter how much money you receive. It doesn't matter how many accolades you receive. You're just joyous in doing it and you love doing it. So continue to start and finish.
I know sometimes the mountain's hard to climb. We walk by faith and all the times we're blind. It's working for my good is what they say, yeah. But I can't see with all that's in my way. Why bother? The one with the diamond be without pressure. With the flowers even bloom, without a little rain, yeah. I hear you, and I can move, and if I want, I don't. Cause I give mountains to you. Yes, I give mountains to you. I give mountains to you. You can go higher, so you can go higher.
I'm coming up on the side
of the mountain. I'm coming up, yeah.
They tell me that my thoughts are not your thoughts. Ways are not your ways. Still I find it hard to say I trust you. And even though I know it's not my place, to the God that made the heaven, earth, and space, I need you. Help me make sense of all this pain. I'm encouraged by the testimony of those that overcame. But my heart aches for the single mom that's trying to maintain. She probably not able, she got that cane in her veins. It's like we build mountains with our own hands. Then we get mad at you cause we don't understand that it was us that strayed away, but still you had a plan to bring us back within your fold and keep us in your hand. I know these mountains you give us is only meant to take us higher, but we love the valley so we pursue our own desires. It's a crying shame what we do to numb the pain. When there's power in your name, they hear the sick and hear the lame. It's like we fight against you like you ain't out here fighting for us. And all these trials and tribulations giving the help grow us is hard. I know it is, especially when you're scared of heights. And every time you turn around, it's like you got another fight. So I pray the words I speak are food to curb the appetite. And when the morning comes, I hope you're there so we can share the light. Until then, I'll be sipping from the fountain. You found me on the rough side of the mountain. I'm gone.